Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would assume that at this point that most people know why we get an extra day every 4 years. So for those who don't understand, why do we get that extra day? It's because a year is not exactly 365 days, correct?
Okay, Mike, let's pause the tape for a moment. First of all, that's a little brutal.
What are you suggesting? That in fact most people do not know this basic scientific information and that I'm a nerd because I do know?
No, I'm not saying that, but I am on the internet a lot and I'm always surprised at how little people really do seem to know anything.
That's a good recovery.
Thanks. But the fact is, some people might not know what Leap Day is. I would argue that it's the most offbeat day of the year, and even though I generally knew why we do it, I didn't know how it started or how we decided on it until I researched this episode.
Well, then I hope all of this will be helpful, because we are going to clear up all the hows and the whys surrounding Leap Day.
Tim Goodwin, associate editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac, joined the show to help us out. We'll play his response to your question real quick. Could you remind us what it was?
Yeah, a year is not exactly 365 days, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And actually, just to kind of start off, that it's actually not every 4 years. It's almost every 4 years.
I'm your host, Mike Rogers, and you also heard from one of our producers, Lauren. This is Something Offbeat.
For it to be a leap day or a leap year, it's got to be divisible by four. So, you know, 2020, 2024 leap years. But if it's a century year, you know, that could be divided by 100, it also has to be divisible by 400. So, you know, like 2000 was a leap year, but 1900 wasn't. 2100 won't be either. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll still be around to see that in 2100, but, you know, that's kind of an interesting little piece to it.
The reason for that, of course, is that a year isn't exactly 365 and one quarter either.
Yeah, it's not quite 365 and a quarter. But yeah, that's why, because, you know, our calendar is 365 days. But for the Earth to orbit the sun, it takes 365.24 so on days. So that's why we add that extra day in every almost every 4 years, because if not, you know, eventually, you know, our calendar and the astronomical seasons will get completely out of whack. You know, I'd say after about 100 years, if we weren't adding a leap day in, we'd be about 25 days off. So you'd start to see summer kind of creeping into those, you know, February, March times.
And eventually it'd be completely reversed. Summer would be winter and winter would be summer.
Yeah. And then everybody would be very confused. So it's a lot easier to add a day in almost every 4 years and kind of keep things in order.
How long ago did they figure this out?
So it goes back, you know, there's been many iterations of the calendar, obviously, you know, Julian calendar, Gregorian calendar, Roman calendar. So leap days were put in quite a long time ago. You know, when Julius Caesar created the Julian calendar, you know, he had leap days in there, but they had them every 4 years. So things started to kind of get out of whack. It was too often, you know, which is why it was adjusted when we got to the Gregorian calendar. So by the mid 1500s, you know, he introduced it in 46 BC, but by the mid 1500s, the seasons had shifted about 10 days. So when they instituted the Gregorian calendar in 1582, you know, October had 10 fewer days, so they could kind of get things back in line. But leap days go back quite a long time.
So as I was researching, I found that 46 BC, the year that Leap Day started, is also known as the longest year in history.
That's right. Long, but necessary, because as Tim said, everything was starting to get out of whack.
Yeah. So according to Cullen College of Engineering at the University of Houston, Julius Caesar wanted to make the calendar fit the reality of this solar year, thus creating the Julian calendar. But to change from the previous system was a little bit tricky, and he had to create this transitional year that lasted 445 days, a lot of days. What would you do with a bunch of extra days in your year?
That's easy. As someone who has to get out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd just sleep all 80 days. I'd be like a bear hibernating.
That is such a good answer, Mike. That sounds great to me right about now. But you know what I'd really do with extra days? I would book more episodes of Something Offbeat for you to record, of course.
You are not a very good liar. Every 4 years, we get one, except in a year ending in 00. Is that right?
Yes.
Or is it every 400 years?
So every 4 years, unless it's a century year, and then it's got to be divisible by 400. So that's why 2000 was a leap year, but say 2100, 2200, 2300, those will not be leap years.
And even that's probably not completely accurate.
No, I mean, I think it's as close as it can get, you know, where the way that the Earth goes around the sun and, you know, it's kind of wobbles and shifts a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's the most scientific, unscientific way to do it.
We do the best we can, right?
Yep.
It is a day every 4 years or so, February 29th. Have any important historical events taken place on this date?
Yeah, I mean, there's some really interesting things, you know, because I wrote a story on Leap Year, Leap Day for this 2024 almanac. You know, we try to tie into things that, you know, are happening that year. So Olympics, Leap Year, those kind of things. Didn't come anything that happened specifically on February 29th. There were some kind of major things that happened in leap years. But there's just some really cool things that happen on February 29th. There's a, you know, from where you are in Texas, about 9 hours towards the New Mexico border, there it's known as the leap year capital of the world.
Anthony, New Mexico, yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. That's been going on since 1988. There's a French publication that comes out just on leap day every 4 years. You know, obviously they claim to be the least frequently published newspaper in the world because they're only every 4 years, but they distribute about 150,000 copies every 4 years because it's, you know, this satirical publication is just so sought after because it's so interesting that it happens, you know, once every 4 years.
Well, they've got a big day coming up, don't they?
Yeah. Some interesting weather things have happened. You know, the minus 66 degrees in Hughes, Alaska in 1956. You know, in three little towns in Texas in 1940, it was 100 degrees. 33 inches of snow in Cisco Grove, California in 1944. Tornado outbreaks in 2012. So some interesting things have definitely happened on that February 29th.
And there's also something interesting that happens with the days of the week during a leap year, Thursday specifically.
February, because there's 29 days and it doesn't happen in any other month, February will begin and end on the same day of the week as well. But it's the only time a month will do that is when it's February leap year.
Is there any other lore associated with leap day that comes to mind?
I mean, there's a few things that have kind of, if you are somebody who raised sheep, it's not a good year to be raising sheep. You know, according to folklore, the weather always changes on Friday in a leap year. Haven't actually checked to see if that's the case this year, but maybe I'll start keeping track from now on.
Really? How did they come up with that?
You know, you read some of those proverbs and folklore along, you know, from way back when, and you just kind of, you shake your head and you're like, how did anybody even think of that? But yeah, there's some pretty interesting things when it comes to that folklore, those proverbs. It's sometimes they line up. Sometimes you kind of scratch your head and say, I have to think about that one a little bit more.
Some leap day traditions have also made it into film and TV.
Right. That's news to me because I've never really found myself searching for leap day entertainment.
Same, actually. But if you are interested in it now that we've done this episode, there is a 2010 movie called Leap Day, and that has a plot centered around a real Irish tradition that allows women to propose on February 29th. It's called Bachelor's Day. Now, I think that women should be able to propose all year round, but that's just me.
It'd be like a Sadie Hawkins wedding.
It would be a little bit. And it reminded me of Friends, one of my favorite episodes. Monica proposes to Chandler, so it's cute. But my actual favorite bit of Leap Day media is the Leap Day William episode of 30 Rock. It features this fictional character named Leap Day William. He's a guild creature who lives in the Mariana Trench and trades candy for children's tears. I think it's so goofy and funny. I love it. Have you seen it, Mike?
I actually do remember that one. Didn't they get Jim Carrey to play the gill man, which he denied being, of course?
They did. They did. There was kind of like a fake movie inside of the episode with Jim Carrey as this creature. It's really funny. I recommend it for anybody who hasn't seen it.
And I knew you were going to bring up that Friends episode, by the way.
You could just tell it in my...
I knew it was coming.
You know me. You know me.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking at Wikipedia now, and let's see, what else? Recently, I'm not seeing a whole lot. Then birthdays. Do you know of any famous February 29th birthdays? And the thing there is, our next-door neighbor is a Leap baby. So he's going to be celebrating his 13th birthday this year.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know of any, famous people, but there are some pretty interesting ties in when it comes to births on February 29th. There's an Irish family. They had three generations all born on Leap Day, 1940, 1964, and 1996. There was a mom in Norway who had three children born on three consecutive Leap Days.
Now, you would think that, after the first one, maybe definitely after the second one, they had to be trying for February 29th on the third one.
I mean, I would imagine so. I mean, even after the first one, but that's some pretty good planning right there.
They got some planning going on. Let's see. I'm looking at the list of February 29th birthdays. I'm not seeing anyone I've ever even heard of.
Yeah, I didn't see anything when I was doing any research for it. Anything that really popped off the page to me. But yeah, it's, there's a lot of interesting things when it comes to leap year. You know, leap years don't end on the same day of the week. This year, January 1st was a Monday, December 31st, a Tuesday. Non-leap years always begin and end on the same day of the week.
If you had a birthday on a leap day, would you celebrate in those non-leap years on February 28th or March 1st?
Depending on my age, I guess. Like if I was a young kid, I would probably always do February 28th because what kid doesn't want their birthday a day earlier? Maybe as you get older, you might want to stick towards March 1st. So you get an extra day of that, the being 39 or 49, you got that one extra day. But yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like you said, your neighbor's turning 13. You see that on, you look up leap day birthdays and you find posts online and people are always talking about, oh, I'm celebrating my sweet 16 this year. And, obviously they're not 16.
How are you going to be celebrating Leap Day?
Don't have any specific plans at this point, but we have two young kids that, they get really amped up for any holiday. Obviously Valentine's Day is very important to them right now. We'll probably do some fun things around the house, maybe set up a little obstacle course with all different kind of leaping activities, get some of that energy out before bedtime, but nothing specific.
Maybe it's going to be like Y2K and all the survivalists will go down into their bunkers.
I mean, they could, but, they're going to be pretty disappointed when March 1st rolls around and everything's the same.
I'm Mike Rogers, and thanks so much for listening to Something Offbeats. This episode written and produced by Lauren Berry and Chris Blake, with audio editing by Chris Blake, original music by Myron Kaplan, and editorial support from Cooper Mall. And to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have your own offbeat story that you think we should cover, we'd love to hear about it. Send it to us at somethingoffbeat@odyssey. That's AUDACY.com. And happy leap day.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.